Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. Welcome, welcome, and Happy New Year to each and every person that's listening. This is our first show of this spectacular year, 2017, and we're so excited because God has so many things in store for us, not just because it's 2017, but because God is God. So we thank God for seeing another new year, seeing a new year, being able to walk in the newness. God said it's time to walk in the fresh and the new, and I'm telling you, it's time to do it. But I want to, before we jump into the show, I want to thank each and every one of our sponsors that are sowing into this fertile ground, and that is Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who is the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. Her books are available online bookstores, anywhere you find them. Again, her name is Alexandra Townsend, and she has a title. The title of her book is Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm, and she shares about her account with how God delivered her son with over a 15-year addiction to alcohol. Then we have Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound with Vincent Lynch, and he is the musician. He's the strategist. He is, I tell you, he's a musical genius, and he is the one that did the music for the actual jingle that you hear as we open up the show and close out the show. And his CDs are available on CD Baby and Reverb Nation. I'm telling you, if you love jazz, he has a little bit of everything for everyone. Then we have Unique Expression by Design, specializing in your custom products, whether it's for your business or personal needs. Angelise Washington can take care of all of your needs, and she handles everything from T-shirts to cups, pens, mugs, journals. I'm telling you, whatever it is to make your brand pop, Angelise Washington, Unique Expression by Design, can make that happen. Roz Hair and Beauty Bar at 1501 Highway 138, located beside Golden Crust inside of F&D Beauty in Conyers, Georgia. Roz specializes in all of your hair care and beauty needs, from relaxers to twists, natural hair, quick weaves, lock maintenance, lashes, makeup, sew-ins. I'm telling you, whatever it is that you need, Roz can take care of you just like she takes care of Miss On Fire to Inspire. And you can call her, let her know you heard it on Fire to Inspire, any of our sponsors. Let them know you heard it here. And her number to schedule your appointment is 404-599-3712. Again, it's 404-599-3712. Schedule your appointment today. And finally, PrintTower.com is your one-stop shop for business cards, flyers, banners, magnetic signs, videography, photography, DJ services, as well as websites. I'm telling you, they're your all-encompassing shop. So we have so many great sponsors that have sewn into this ministry, and we have continued our $25 a month special. So if you want to be a business that I'm announcing you weekly, as well as sharing you out on social media, let us know. You can email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com, and we'd be happy to help you with your visibility. All right, so guys, tonight's show, I'm so excited. This is, again, our first show of the year. I'm so excited to have our guest tonight. The topic is the most powerful tool to become the best version of you is self-love. How many of y'all know that, you know, life just kind of happens sometimes, and so you got to stay focused. You got to not lose sight on loving yourself. But I'm not going to jump too much in, but I want to thank Miss LaToya Hart, our self-love and relationship mentor tonight. I want to thank her for joining us tonight. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How about yourself?
I am great. I am great. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Oh, you are welcome. Thank you for having me.
Yes, ma'am. I want you to introduce yourself to the On Fire to Inspire audience.
Okay. My name is Latoya Hart. I'm a self-loving relationship mentor. I began my journey. The first hurt I healed was my own back in 2007. I had a lot of struggles after a breakup of my own, and I had to reconnect with who I was and really learn to love myself. And the way that I did that, as I was working on my behavioral science degree, there were no resources available to help me overcome the pain that I was experiencing myself. So I went to school, did my bachelor's degree in behavioral science, and throughout that process, I learned a lot about how to heal from a love addiction and how to reconnect with who I was and learn to love myself. After getting back to me and overcoming all the struggles that I had with love, I began to attract people into my life that were on the same path that I was and were looking for someone to help them overcome and get to where I was. So throughout that journey, I kind of grew a following, and I am grateful today to continue to help women on an ongoing basis. On a monthly basis, I have a webinar that I do. It's called the 15-Day Relationship Detox. And what I found is after a breakup, a lot of women have a hard time making those first couple of days. It's very difficult to accept that breakup and identify themselves separate of the relationship. So I help them get some initial successes and help them make that transition from being in that relationship to being by themselves and learning to reconnect themselves with who they are, reclaim joy, peace, and their own personal power.
All right. Love it, love it, love it. I love it. I'm going to ask you some more questions around some of
that. Sure.
But before we get into all of that, tell us a little bit about, I noticed on your site you have the Heart University. Tell us a little bit about the Heart University.
Okay, so the Heart University, the first class I offer is totally free, and it is the 15-Day Relationship Detox. So what this class is it's for women that have initially experienced a breakup, and they need some relief from the pain that comes and all the emotions that come along with that initial breakup. So what I found was after people take that initial class, they aren't prepared to step away and take this battle on their own. So the Heart University, I have a breakup boot camp. It's 1 month long, so it's a period of 30 days, and we meet once a week. And every week we go over a different topic to address the emotions that are going on with everyone in the classroom. And we really get to the root of why they are where they are today, how to get them past the pain that they're feeling currently, and how to do things a little differently and position themselves for success and redirect them towards marriage in the future. So it's dealing with the emotions that they're having from the breakup, addressing those emotions, getting them reconnected with who they are, and then equipping them to go back and hit the ground running, ready and prepared for meeting their husband and then moving forward in the future.
Wow, love it, love it, love it. You know, sometimes we think that the things that we go through, we're like, oh, I'm just going through this all by myself, and I'll never be able to get through this, you know, get over this. Because, you know, a lot of times the enemy wants you to think that you're by yourself, you know. And so, but you took something that you thought was going to kill you. You took it, and you're helping others with it. I'm really loving that. I'm really loving that. That's just, I mean, so commendable and such a blessing.
Yes.
So
it's,
the topic
it's very
tonight.
Exciting.
Yeah, I'm telling you. So the topic tonight is entitled "The Most Powerful Tool to Become the Best Version of You is Self-Love." What does that topic itself mean to you?
Self-love means choosing yourself, even if it means upsetting others and not being favored. It also means having the strength to accept who you are and everything that comes along with being who God created you to be, and owning your inner beauty and dedicating yourself to nutrition, rest, exercise, and just inner beauty of who you are, building a life that you love today and not waiting for someone else to come along and build a life that you love for you.
I love it. I love it, love it, love it. building a life of who you are today. And you know, another thing you said that really, really just made me almost cut a couple of cartwheels was choosing yourself even when it means upsetting others. Because when you're a person, many times a lot of women, especially mothers, you're nurturers. A lot of women are nurturers and you're so giving, but you give, give, give. How can you pour out of an empty vessel? And so many times, women have loved and, you know, given everything that they know to give, and then they're empty. And then when that relationship breakup happens, it's like, ooh, what do I do from here? How? And I've even had people tell me, even with men, because men and women are, you know, are like, I'm called to both. But I've even had men that say, I don't know how to go on. And I'm like, well, you lost you in the midst of it. And God didn't design that relationship for you to lose you. So one thing that you said a moment ago was that people need healing from a love addiction. I love that statement. Can you expound upon that?
Okay, so what I found with the people that I work with is when you go through a breakup, I tell people it's like a tunnel. At the beginning of a tunnel, you can still see the light behind you, so it's not as scary. But the darkest place is when you get to the beginning of a tunnel because you know what you left behind, but you don't know what lies ahead of you, right? So when the emotions run deep and you're in the middle of that tunnel, you have two options. You have an option to turn around and go back, or you have the option to move forward. But the pain is deep at that point. So when the pain is deep, you have to decide whether you're going to push past the pain and move forward to what God has in front of you, or whether you're going to go back to your love drug, your ex, to relieve you of that pain. But that's only going to be temporary, because if you go back to that ex, you're going to have temporary relief from that pain. But guess what? You're going to go back to all the things that you walked away from. And when you get tired again, you're going to have to come back through that tunnel and revisit that same pain and then be challenged to push past it again.
Have you noticed how some women don't know how to be alone and be happy by themselves? Or I'm not even going to say a woman, because you see it both ways. You'll see a man jump right into another relationship because he doesn't know how to be by himself and be happy by himself. What would you say to a person that's been in a long-term relationship? For example, they've been married 10 years and, you know, the relationship went, you know, south, and they're now divorced. What would you say to those people, you know, before they even entertain the thought of another relationship? What would you say to those people?
When you, when a relationship ends, that's the perfect time for self-exploration and really figuring out who you are and what your needs are. Because if at that point you've been in a relationship long-term, so you identify yourself as being in that relationship, but you don't know who you are as an individual, what your individual needs are, what your likes are, what your dislikes are. So if you go into another relationship, you haven't grown to be the person that God wants you to be yet. So what you'll find is you may go into another relationship, to relieve yourself of the emotions that come from that separation. And it'll get some relief temporarily, but you may not like that person, but you may have attracted that person into your life because of the emotional needs. But that may not be your soulmate, but the soul that you attracted that person because they met you where you are at that time. But as you grow and as you progress and as you develop, then you're going to soon find that you've outgrown that person. And it's you do yourself and that person a huge injustice because you came into that relationship for all the wrong reasons. You came into that relationship out of an emotional need, but not a need, not with a strong will to be in that relationship where you can learn and grow with that person together.
Yes, so true, so true. I've noticed that some people that jump into another relationship before they learn who they are, before they learn what their needs are, what their likes are, I've seen them jump into the same type of relationship with the same type of person, you know. Are you seeing that when they jump too soon? Are you seeing that they attract that exact same type of person?
I see it the same way as I see a drug addiction.
Okay.
To make it plain.
Okay.
I see it the same way as I see a drug addiction. When someone has, and this is the most simple way to break it down, when someone has a drug addiction, what they'll do is if they leave one thing alone, they'll go and substitute with something different. It couldn't be, it may not be a drug, but it could be alcohol. But it's still a substitute for the thing that you walked away from. But what you really need is you need to get clean. But you don't want to get clean because there's pain associated with doing that. You have to go through detox, and you have to deal with all the pain that comes along with that. And you have to meet and deal with yourself. So to avoid doing that, you might leave that one thing alone that was toxic to you and deal and deal with do something different that is still toxic, but, you know, you don't have to deal with that pain. You don't have to be confronted with yourself. You don't have to deal with yourself. And, you know, for a lot of people, it's very difficult to go through that process, deal with their self, see what their faults and flaws were in that relationship, see what the other person's faults and flaws were in that relationship, and then move forward.
Yes.
So you delay the process by being with someone else, but long term, it's very short sighted to do that, because long term that relationship will end the same way the other relationship. The only thing that's changing are the faces and the names, but the situation doesn't change.
I agree. That's good stuff, girl. That's good stuff. So as you're mentoring and, you know, speaking with people, what does it seem to take for that aha moment to happen, for the person to say, you know what, I really like being by myself and being happy alone until God sends that person? Have you had a person that actually told you that?
Well, going through the process, people don't. It's not a good feeling. So you don't see the benefit of going through the process until you come out on the other side, and then you look back on the experience and you say, you know what, I am so much better off. I am grateful for being where I am today, and the journey was worth it. And you know what, I'm going to do, a lot of women, once they get past it, they say to me, I'm going to do what you're doing for other women, because I'm going to pay it forward. And I tell women a lot of times, I say, you know what, your journey is not about you. My journey wasn't about me either. I said, your journey is meant to help somebody else. I said, when you walk through whatever it is you're going through in life, your testimony is to be inspiration to someone else. So going through the journey, you don't see the benefits of it. You don't see how it's adding value to your life until you come out on the other side and you see how far you've come and the progress that you made and the life that you have as a single woman. But after a lot of people go through that process, they come back and they say, you know what, I'm so grateful for this experience. Yes, there were some challenges along the way. Yes, I did have some successes. Yeah, I did have some setbacks. But all in all, it was a great experience, and I'm grateful for having peace. I'm grateful for having my power back. I'm grateful for having an identity separate of the relationship and knowing my worth and knowing who I am and looking forward to my future husband and all the things that I can bring to that relationship because I'm whole.
That healed and whole. I like healed and whole, because so many times people walk around and they put on their makeup and they have on the best clothing and they look so put together, but on the inside, they're just bleeding. And I know I'm speaking with another radio show host, one of my girlfriends. Her show is called Removing the Bandages, and she does exactly what you're talking about. It's helping people take the bandages off, because we put on the bandage, we put on that makeup, we put on this, we put on that. But are you whole? Are you healed? Are you happy? Are you free? Are you just settling? Because too many people are just settling. And that's, you know, the Lord was giving me. He said, tell the people it's time to stop existing and start living the life that I've created for them to live. So in doing that, you got to go ahead and get fully healed before you jump into something just to be a substitute. Or like you say, just to be that other thing to help curb the addiction. Don't you agree?
I agree.
Now, have you ever had any men reach out to you?
Have I had any men reach out to me? I have, and I have helped some men, but for me, I like to, when I help someone, I want to know through experience what that journey looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I hadn't walked that path. And for myself, whenever I am going through anything in life, whether it's my business, my personal life, or and I seek advice or counsel from anyone, I don't want advice or counsel from anyone that hasn't been to where I'm going. So for me, I prefer to help women that are where I was and are looking to go where I am today, which is married. So I went from being in a broken relationship for many, many years and not really knowing who I was and who God called me to be, to doing, like, completely transforming my life, being married. I've been married for 6 years, and there are other women that I feel more connected with because their journey is very similar to mine, and I know the path that they're going down. I know what they feel. I am connected to the emotion associated with everything that they're going through, and I can help them by sharing with them my story, sharing with them the keys to success that I implemented to get me to where I am and help them along the way.
Gotcha. Girl, that is just powerful. It's just so many people that need to hear this. They need to hear this because they need to go through that detox, as you say, that detox and get to know themselves, get to know their likes. I remember I was speaking with a lady one day, and she had been married over 20 years, and she had just recently got divorced. And she said, you know, I went to the grocery store, and I didn't realize that what I like. She said, because I had been buying for him for the past 20 years. I don't even know what I like anymore. And I was like, wow, you know. When you think about that, you've become, you know, such and such as wife or this child's parent. You know, you've become that. That's your identity. But what is your true identity? What is your true identity? And that's what people need to find out. What's your true identity? So I'm loving it. You know, you come from the broken relationships until now, totally healed and married and happy. And I'm loving it because so many people are not giving themselves the liberty to live, you know, to live and be happy and thrive, you know, and not settle. That's my biggest thing. Settling is not an option because it's too much, you know, too much out here for you to, too much to, out for you to do and live and be. You know, to just settle. Don't you agree?
That's very true. I agree 100%. I always tell a lot of the women that I talk to, they say, well, you know, there's no good men, there's not enough of this, there's not enough of that. And I tell them all the time that, you know, God makes no mistakes. When you were born, he knew what your journey was going to be. When he created you, he created a man that's supposed to be your king. But you got to get to where he wants you and needs you to be before he can bring him into your life. Could you imagine if you were broken and not whole and you met the man that was supposed to be your husband? You would be a toxic poison to that relationship, and you would damage it and break it. So the best thing that you could do is be all that God calls you to be, so that when he brings that king into your life, you guys can be happy and whole and just have a great relationship. But you won't be able to give anything to that relationship until you fix whatever is broken in you.
Yes. I tell you, I'm loving this because, again, so many people are just walking around here just miserable. And life was not designed to be miserable. I mean, to be happy and thriving. And, you know, when you're happy, it shows in everything about you. People tell me all the time, girl, you glowing. I'm like, huh? You know, but people see it and you don't even try. Have you had people tell you from the time that you went through your detox personally into the time where you were walking in your healthy place and you're just moving and thriving because you understood your identity and you loved you again, did people start telling you look different and things of that nature?
I think that when you're happy, it just there's a radiance about you. There's a vibe about you. Like there's like something within you that glows from the inside out. Mm-hmm. And absolutely, once I, you know, when I was in that dark place, I didn't have, you know, a lot of people gravitated to me. And what I also found was a lot of people that I was surrounded by and connected to, they were in the same place that I was. But the surprising thing, well, I guess it's not really surprising, but as I grew and as I became whole, a lot of the people that I was connected to, those relationships kind of just faded away. And the people that I am now aligned to and the amount of people that I speak with on an ongoing basis, those people are in a great space in their relationship. Those people are happy and content, and those people have the same glow that I do. So it's not, when I talk about relationships, it's not just intimate relationships. It could be family relationships. It could be friend relationships. Right. Any relationship that you are attached to or aligned to could be a toxic poison and causing you to experience grief in your life, and you have to detach yourself from those things and detox yourself from negative things and negative people so that you can move forward and experience and get you to where God wants you to be, and you will glow. You're absolutely right. You will have a glow, and it will be apparent to others that you are in a good space, you are free, and you are happy, healthy, and whole.
Amen. One of the things I remember telling a young lady, and, you know, I'm not a counselor by any means, but, you know, whatever God tell me to do, I actually do. But one of the things I told her to start praying for was ask God to heal you from the inside out. Because if he can heal you on the inside, everything else is going to just fall into place. Because what I told her is when God sends you your God, man, you don't want any residue. You don't want any remnants because it's not fair to your God, man, to have to go through all
that.
And she was like, I like that. I was like, well, I'm just telling you what was placed on my heart. Yes. Do you agree with that?
I love that. That's absolutely true.
You said something also, you know, when you said relationships, toxic relationships didn't have to be intimate relationships. And you're so right. There could be relationships from cousins, family members. I remember I was talking to a young man one time, and he was like, you know, my mom only calls me when she wants something. So if she wants money, you know, she calls me. She knows payday or whatever. And I was like, well, what was your relationship like prior to, you know, you leaving? He was like, well, she was mean. She favored her my brothers. And I'm like, wow. And you know, to this day, it's still the same thing. I said, well, you know what? You can still love your mom, but you have to just make a decision. Am I going to have this relationship continue like this because you're not seeing anything different? I said, one of the things we have to do is teach people how to treat us. And there may be a situation that you have to teach her how to treat you.
That's absolutely true. And the other thing I always say is that, you know, hurt people hurt people. So a lot of times when you find that someone is hurting you, they like you have to forgive them because if they are hurting you, the reason why they might be hurting you is because they are hurting themselves and they don't know any other way to treat you. So you have to teach them how to treat you, and you have to give them love because by receiving love, they will learn to give love, but you can't treat someone that is very hurtful to you in a very hurtful way because they will feel justified in their actions. But if you counter that negative spirit with love, then you'll show them something different from what they're giving you, and then you'll find that in time that it might change. In some instances, it won't. But as long as you know that you did your best to, you know, give them the love that you wanted or needed from them. And if they aren't able to reciprocate the love that you've given them, then at some point you'll have to decide whether you have to cut that relationship off or kind of distance yourself to prevent yourself from being impacted by that negative spirit.
Right. You're exactly right. What with the, like, when it's someone that close, like, you know, parents, how do you suggest they kind of move forward in that one and kind of, you know, detaching the umbilical cord, so to speak?
With a parent, you have to, it can be difficult when a parent, I mean, you love that person, but
mm-hmm.
you have to decide who you're going to choose, right? Toxic people mm-hmm. are like a toxic poison. You can't expect to be connected with a toxic poison and still bear fruit. If you
mm-hmm.
put a plant in a toxic garden, it's not going to produce. So you have
right.
to make a decision as to whether you're going to have an ongoing daily conversation interaction with this person or whether you're
mm-hmm.
going to have a relationship but a distant relationship with
right.
that person or deal with them when you are in high spirits. Because when you if you aren't in a good space and you deal with someone that isn't good for you, then they can bring you down further than where you already are. So when you are
right.
in good spirits and you feel like you want to communicate with a parent that might be toxic, then you can
mm-hmm.
communicate with that person on occasion, but I definitely wouldn't recommend having a relationship where you are in their presence daily, where you're talking to them on a frequent basis, because they can long-term impact the way that you feel about yourself, impact the way that you feel about your outlook on your future. So you have to make a decision whether you're going to continue that relationship and how you're going to continue that relationship. And if you have to continue the relationship, say, you know what, this is what I've noticed. Have a conversation with them. This is what I've observed. This is how I see and do things. And can you respect my wishes when you're in my presence? Like, these are the things that you do and they bother me. Can we change the way you do these things when we're together? Because I want to spend time with you, but I can't spend time with you with these things going on. That's
like
a conversation.
That.
And then make a decision. If they're willing to, you know, be flexible and say, you know what,
mm-hmm.
I want to spend time with you and I respect your wishes.
Mm-hmm.
I will do these things so that we can have a great relationship. Then that is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But have the conversation with them first. And if they aren't willing to be flexible, then at that time you have to make a decision whether the relationship matters more to you than your ability to produce and do what you need to do for your family, for your career, or for whatever
mm-hmm.
it is that you have going on in your life.
Yes.
Their decision to act the way that they are is
mm-hmm.
theirs. They've made that decision, and you have to handle yourself accordingly.
Yes, as the seasoned, I'm not going to say the old folks, as the seasoned people used to say, you put the ball back in their court, and then as
mm-hmm.
you've given them the ball and they've chosen not to handle it properly, then you can just, you know, as my grandmother used to tell me, feed them with a long-handled spoon. You ever heard that terminology?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. That was on my mind.
Yes, you can love them from a distance and, you know, and treat them no different, but you
mm-hmm.
just know that they can't be in your space like that. They can't be in your inner circle because they're too
mm-hmm.
toxic. And toxic people will drain the life out of you if you allow them to. So you got to love you enough to say, you know what, mm-mm. I love you, but I love me too. You know, and there's
mm-hmm.
too much work for me to do to allow you to drain me. So, yes. And then you don't have to say that to the people, but that's what the stance that you have to decide within yourself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Latoya, I'm loving it, girl. I'm loving it. Well, I am feeling led to open up the phone lines and see if anybody
okay.
has a question. You feel you up
sure.
to it?
Sure.
All right. All right. So, guys, we have Miss Latoya. I'm telling you, we have had a great, great time tonight talking about loving yourself, self-love, and being the relationships being toxic. It doesn't have to be a boyfriend, girlfriend thing. It can be family members, you know, negative, toxic family members. So if you have a question or comment about anything we've talked about thus far, press 1. If you're listening on the phone number, you'd be dialing 929-477-2178. You're pressing 1, and you can leave a comment or you can actually ask a question. We will welcome your questions, and sometimes they get a little, you know, shy, and so
okay.
every now and then they'll do that. And if you're looking at the event on Facebook, sometimes they'll post it within the event on Facebook. So I kind of
okay.
like do multiple things. I'm watching that and all of that as well. So let me see if anybody posted anything in yet. Yes, ma'am, but this is some good stuff, and this is definitely something that, you know, needs to be talked about at the beginning of the year so you can properly walk in every successful, walk in every gift and have a success all over your life, everywhere, you know, in yourself emotionally, mentally, physically, just everything that concerns you, just heal, healthy, and happy. It's a choice to be happy, and I choose to be happy. They're being a little shy tonight. Guys, if you have a question or comment, press 1. Again, the number was 929-477-2178. I'm telling you, LaToya, I've had so many people that have reached out to me, and I'm like, I think I missed my calling. I suppose I got a counseling degree or something, and I would be at a grocery store, a gas station, and people would tell me their whole life story. It's just, I get that all the time. And, you know, and so I'll just, you know, go with the flow of what God gave me to share and to encourage them, you know. Because sometimes people just need a listening ear. They just need a listening ear.
You are absolutely right. I found that too, just in my day-to-day life. I'll just be out at the grocery store just like yourself. And I'll have someone come up to me, and they'll just start talking to me, and we'll have a conversation, and I'll start mentoring them in the store. And you're right, I don't have a counseling degree, and this isn't something that I thought that I would be doing, but it's something that came to me because people came to me asking for help because they were around when they saw me going through my own struggles, and they saw me overcome, and they see where I am today. And once they see you transform before their eyes, they want to know, what's the secret? How did you do it? Can you show me the steps that you took to do it? And that's exactly what I've been doing. And I go to different schools and I speak to young women because just like them, I was them many years ago as a teenager, still trying to figure out, what is this whole dating thing about? I said, you know, is dating just, you know, having somebody to hang out with? But now today I know that dating is interviewing for a husband. I wasted so many years, you know, trying to figure out, you know, what is this whole dating thing? You know, as a teenager, you think you have all the answers and you don't. And then you find out later on, okay, well, dating was to meet a husband. Well, I wasted a ton of time, you know, dating and having my heart broken and relationships that didn't work out because that's not what God had for me. So I said, you know what, my message, years ago I said, you know, I went down this path, it's old, I'm going to lock it up, put it in a box and throw it away, you know, that's just done with, it's the past. But people started coming to me, so they started unlocking their box, and as I started opening up and sharing more, then I started helping people. So I said to myself, you know what, maybe this isn't, it wasn't for me at all. That journey wasn't about me at all. This journey was about me going through it and getting to where I am today and now helping other women who are where I was years ago move past that pain and get to where God called them to be.
Yes. And here's the thing. Many times we don't even realize that our purpose and our why, it's not even about us. It's so much bigger than us. And there are so many lives that have been changed and touched just because you said, you know what, I'm not going to sit here and allow shame to be a part of what the enemy tried to put in my mind. No, you know, I will not. So I have a couple of chats that are coming through, and one of the questions was, how long did it take for the walkthrough process? So, you know, to walk through that tunnel, how long does it take to go through that tunnel?
Going through that tunnel is different for everyone. Some people, once they get, as they start going through that process.
Okay.
They can go through that tunnel and they keep pushing past that pain. But some people, some women I found, they will relapse. And when you relapse, you could be back in that relationship with the person you walked away from for a few months. And then you'll go back through that healing process. And then when you get to that midway point where it's painful and you know what you walked away from, and you know that if you go back that the pain will stop, but if you keep going forward, you have to accept whatever fear because you don't know what is ahead of you. So a lot of women, are at that point, they're torn. They're torn between moving forward and taking on whatever it is that lies ahead, or going backwards and just settling for what they know and what is familiar and what is comfortable. So some people, it could take, you know, a couple months. Some people could take 30 days. Some people could take a couple months. Some people, it could take years. If you relapse, it could take you years to move past it. But it's not in the timing that it takes to get through it. What matters most is that you get through it. Some people, it does take longer than others, and it also depends on how deep that pain is, right? Like, some people, they get over things more easily than others. They're able to detach more easily than others. If it's a longer relationship, it could take more time to move past that pain, but it's not a measurement of how long it takes. What matters most is one, you take it one day at a time. Give yourself, acknowledge the successes that you have along the way, and just know that you're moving in the right direction. If you're in the middle of that tunnel and you've still made the conscious decision to move forward, that you're going to get on that other side. But don't think about how long it's going to take to get to the other side. Just reward yourself and acknowledge the small successes along the way. And before you know it, you will be on the other side, and you will have moved past that pain, and you will be on a good path to getting everything that God has said for you to have in your life.
All right, and I have another question for you, LaToya.
Okay.
The next question was, what would you say to a person who is married, living single? You know, the husband's doing his own thing, and she's the one that's actually married, but really not really married. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's almost like they're roommates. He's just there. Financially, emotionally, he's checked out. Mentally, he's checked out. What would you say to that person that is married, living single?
It is amazing that this question was asked. Like, I'm getting chills through my body. Okay, so
me too.
A person, I just had a chill go through my body. Okay, so a person that is married, living single, the first thing you have to decide is what you want. Right, you have to decide is you want to fight for your marriage. Well, not fight for your marriage. Whether you want to go all in for your marriage and for your husband, or whether you've decided that you no longer want the relationship to work. If you want the relationship to work, I highly, highly, highly encourage you to watch The War Room. It is a very powerful film, and it will show you the steps that you need to take today to begin trying to make that relationship work. A huge part of that is, in spite of everything that your husband is doing, in spite of all that pain that you're feeling, in spite of everything that might be going on in your marriage today, praying over your household, praying over your family, praying for your husband and praying for yourself, and then moving past all the hurt and pain and forgiving him for all the things that he may have done, and then it just shows you, like, the movie will show you the steps that you need to begin to implement to start trying to move forward in that relationship. But if you have decided that you've had enough and you can't move past that pain, or you don't want to move past that pain, then the first thing that you need to do is get things in order and create your exit strategy. Think about what you're going to do, what you're going to do as far as finances. Think about what you're going to do as far as your career, housing, those kinds of things, to position yourself for success and as a single woman, if that's the direction that you want to go in. But the biggest part that you have to think of today, and the biggest decision that you'll have to make right now, is which direction do you want this to go in? It can go in either way. If you want the relationship to work, if you want your marriage to work, I would recommend going and watching The War Room. It's a very powerful film. Be prepared with a box of tissues. It's very empowering. It's about a woman who is going through something very similar to yourself, and it just shows you all the steps that she's implemented to save her marriage. So that's the first step that I would take if I were wanting to do everything that I wanted to do for my husband and for my marriage. And that's probably the first route to take before taking the ladder, is put everything into the relationship that you can. Pray for him and pray for your marriage, trying to make it work. And if you've done everything that you could do to make that relationship work and you don't see any progress or results, then you can try to do separation if that's what you need to do to make sure that you are in a good space.
Absolutely love it. And I have another question.
Okay.
See, sometimes I get camera shy, so that's why I said, guys, if y'all want to send me chats, that's fine.
Okay.
One of the next questions is, do you have a book that's out there?
A lot of people have asked me that question. I am working on my book. I've written five chapters thus far. I've completed editing chapter one and chapter two. So you can look forward to seeing my book in the upcoming month. If you follow me on social media, I am Latoya Hart on Instagram, Pinterest, any social media platform. It's at I Am Latoya Hart, and I give updates as to different things that I have going on. And when I release my book, it will definitely be announced on one of those channels.
All right. Love it, love it, love it. I'm telling you, this is some good stuff, girl. And I'm telling you, I just thank God for the God connection, because it was definitely a divine connection. It was all him that connected us. And, you know, because this is, I really feel like this is the first thing that we really need to kick off the year with, getting yourself together. You know, you can make all the money in the world. You can live in the multi-million-dollar house. You can have $10,000 mattresses and not get a wink of sleep because you're not happy. You're not healthy. You're not healed. And you're not whole. So I'm telling you, I'm so excited. I praise God for me being obedient and reaching out to you, as well as hearing that the topic that he gave us. And we actually have a person that's pressed one. You ready?
Sure.
Okay. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire tonight. Do you have a question or comment you'd like to ask?
Well, I have a comment on what was just spoke of on the relationships and how to deal with marriage on being, or either relationships on, you know, either you want to live single or you want to be married. It's a spontaneous thing. It's like a job. Marriage is like a job. A relationship is like a job. It's also whatever you want to make of it. You know, a relationship is based on like a job. I mean, if you go in that job that day and you feel down and out, that's how you want to feel. If you go in there that day and you feel like you want to be happy and just go on with that day, it's however you want to feel, because in a relationship, you know, if they come at you sideways, if they come at you negative, it's up to you to feel negative and just feed on that. But if not, I mean, it's up to you to just, you know, transform as to being that person that you are and not feed into that. Don't let them feed you with negative energy, and don't feed off that negative energy if it's bad. If it's good, you go on with it, because you only allow positive in your circle, regardless on the marriage aspect or either the relationship aspect.
Mm-hmm.
A job is a job. It's whatever you make of it. If the marriage is good, or the relationship is good, that's good. Mm-hmm. But if it's negative, and you know when it's negative, as a woman, we have that instant, we have that extra rib, flesh of my flesh of it on the marriage part, relationship. You understand.
You know when it's bad
and you know when it's good. It's like being on a job and you got a negative customer or you got a negative person in your circle. Well, I'm going to listen, dictate how I feel today, or I'm going to let my husband dictate how I'm feeling today. If he come at me negative, he'd be like, you have to have that meltdown right there. Like, you know what, sweetie? I'm having a pleasant day, even if you're having the worst day. And you have to go, like that war room I heard you speaking of, that war room is something serious. It's something that it takes two. It takes you and the husband to want to change that. But if you find yourself only changing and he's not wanting to change, you know what? You can be his mistress. You can be his wife. You can be his lover. And you can be his friend, all in one package deal if you want to.
That's true. That's very true. You know something my father told me. He said, you know what, no matter what, don't let anyone steal your joy. And you reminded me of that.
Amen. That's what life is all about.
Yeah, don't let anyone steal your joy.
Let nobody steal your joy. No one. So
You know, my grandma used to say, you get out what you put in. That's what my grandma used to say.
That's true.
What you put in is what you get out. You don't put anything in, don't direct anything out. But that's why I said it's a choice to be happy. So I choose to be happy. So you can be negative, but you're not going to take me there, you know, because that's not what I choose to be. So, you know, and sometimes it may make you a little crazy, but it's okay. It's okay that you feel that about yourself. That's not what I feel about myself, and that's not how my day is going to move forward. You know, I'm moving forward in my day with happy, carefree, and with the joy of the Lord. So how can I allow someone to take something from me that they didn't give me?
Girl,
God gave me this.
Ladies, when I walk outside, and the sun is shining, I'm sun-kissed by the Lord. Sun-kissed. And that's the only one that I have to rely on, and that's the only one that I know that's going to make me smile other than positive energy. Positive energy makes me smile, but negative energy doesn't. It takes from you. So if you're going to have negative energy approach you, you know it's going to approach you. You have to rebuke this. You have to rebuke Satan and that demonic spirit in the name of Jesus. Ain't no way around it.
Absolutely.
But and if it's in your house, or if it's in your friendship, or if it's in your children, or if it's in anything, you have to just, you know, you have to turn it around. I don't know if y'all watched James Brown movie, Get On Up, but he turned a frown into it.
Okay, now we can hear you. You had kind of blinked out for a second.
Get On Up is a movie that it's called James Brown. It's just a movie. It's an inspirational movie. I love inspiration. I love BET, and when it's inspiration like that, it teaches me a lot, and I grew on a lot of stuff that is positive. It's called Get On Up, and I wish a lot of our black young males would watch this movie. I have a calling, and I keep sleeping on myself. And when it's a new year, you know. However, it's gonna change, you know, one day. But at the same time, this movie is so inspirational to a lot of youth, and they need to watch this movie and get on up. This James, he turned his smile from what he went through from as a youth, and to he turned his fight down to let people know life is whatever you make of it.
And you said something a moment ago. You said that I keep sleeping on it, and one day I'm gonna change it. Well, today we're gonna speak forth. We're gonna touch and agree with you that today is that change. We're not going to allow 2017 to slip by, and you not walking your purpose and the passions that you have in you, because there's too much power in your belly, and so you will not sit idle and just be passive and not allow God to use you the way you're supposed to be used. So we're touching and agreeing with you.
Amen.
Today is the day. Now, in Spanish, now means
work for it.
Okay. You blanked out on us. Say it again.
Faith without works is I know that term, and well, work is dead among everybody. And I do have that strong calling, and I do have a purpose to be here on Earth for 2017 and so on. And as to, you know, I do have that purpose. I do have that purpose, and I made some moves today to progress on my life. You know, how you just wake up that next day and you're like, well, do I feel like doing the same thing today, or being neutral, at a neutral life? I don't want to be neutral. I want to drive. And when I met Aaliyah, Miss Butler, when I met her, I met her at a school. You know, she got that drive. I say, Aaliyah, you're going to be on a talk show. I'm sorry.
And here she is. That's
your problem.
Yes, yes.
And God.
We lost you again. Are you here?
Yes.
Okay, now we can hear you.
Can you? Okay, yes, we all, God's children, all of us have that gift. All of us have that gift, a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Yes.
I really appreciate this. I needed that, too, on that relationship trip. It is, you know, an eye-opener for me as well, you know, on things. But, you know, the relationship is whatever I make it of. I enjoy my friend. I have a guy friend. I'm not married anymore. But, you know, he's him and I'm me. And it's boundaries that we have to set amongst each other. You have your life, I have my life. You know, if you want to live your life the way you're living it, that's you. But you know what? You're a reflection on me if you're going to be with me. We're a reflection of each other.
Absolutely.
So we're going to either move up the ladder or we're going to move down the ladder. At the same time, we might not be on the same level of each other, you know? You might have your own thing and your own life and your double life maybe. I don't know, you know? However, we're going to come to that conclusion. We're going to talk as friends and say, look, I know I'm married to you and you're married to me. But at the same time, we ain't going to let nothing fumble us. We're going to make sure, you know, you do what you're supposed to do. I do what I'm supposed to do. If you decide to go move on with someone else or you decide to move on alone, let's be friends about it. Because, you know, what's working for me might not be working for you. But I'm not going to crush you. I'm going to be there for you mentally and physically. We're going to, because a lot of relationships now, all and domestic.
We're losing you again.
I told a lot. I'm sorry. I told my grandmother that I lost last year. My mother went to the hospital because she fainted in traffic. She fainted in traffic and they put a tube down her throat at the hospital. My mother went up there with a notebook and pad, and my mother had actually asked my, what's that? Are you okay? My grandmother right on the is killing me. Communication without speaking. It's just communication. It's connection to find out how a person really feel, how a person really, really are right now. It's like a communication. Communication in marriage, communication in relationship. I ain't know you felt that way. That's how you feel? Oh, okay. In a relationship. Oh, I know that he didn't like the way I did this or like the way I cooked my chicken, you know, or, you know, in different aspects. You just got to communicate. Look, man, what's going on with you? Is you all right? You're floating around the house and we not communicating. You floating in and out like you want to. We talking. What's up? We grown up. I don't need that spirit floating around me and I don't know what it is. Is it a good spirit or a bad spirit? What's up? Bottom line. Straight up. We can't get no realer than this. It's like, I love you, man. We got a child. We got children. Or, I mean, we need to know, okay, what's going on between us? I need to know that, okay, my man, I love him. He loved me. We dated and all this stuff. He has his, you know, his little rendezvous out there in the streets. I have my little rendezvous out in the streets. But is it working for them or is it working for me? Because you know one thing about, because I've been married for 11 years, and I got a divorce, But my ex-husband, he wasn't straight up with me. I wasn't straight up with him. But at the same time, he wasn't straight up. I was, because I happened to be really faithful to him. And my kids seen that, my schedule. I'm at work and I'm home. I don't look at other men and all this stuff. I live that life for a good. But at the same time, he was doing what he wanted to do. And my son let me know that, because I was always at work and he would lose jobs. But he wasn't being straight up with me. So I didn't know. It was a lack of communication on that end. I could have saved my marriage to let him know, okay, then I see what you're doing. I'm just going to do it better. Or I'm just going to just chill out, or he's not the one for me, and I'm not going to do the same thing he's doing. It's either or. We just need to know what's really going on, what's really happening in our relationship. Relationship is some serious. Are you going to be my friend, or my lover, or my husband? What is it?
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're
for
welcome.
Sharing with us tonight. I had another question that was just sent a chat over. So LaToya got another question for you. Thank you so very much for dialing in and listening. Okay, LaToya. So the next question was talking about, she and the young lady just said something about it then. She said communication. Now, what if you have these people, they're married, and they're in the house, and they don't even talk. They don't even have a conversation. When they do, they're each other's throats. What do you say about communication?
Communication is key in relationships, but in order for both parties to feel comfortable with being open and honest about what they're feeling, there has to be a level of trust and a level of comfort to where both parties feel comfortable expressing themselves and how they feel, and know that if they do, they are transparent, open, and honest, that there won't be any retaliation or there won't be any upset or hurt feelings. But what happens is when there's a breakdown in communication early on, or there are some early signs that there are issues with communication, those things are, people turn a blind eye to it, right? But what happens as you turn a blind eye to it, it just gets progressively worse, and you get to a point where there's like no one communicating or talking to each other at all. So the best thing that you can do to ensure that the lines of communication are open is, as you two are sharing, if there are things that are shared that may bother you or are hurtful, there's a proper way of handling those things where you aren't accusatory, but you express how the things are that are said made you feel, versus putting it on the person, you did this or you did that, and it's your fault. But saying, you know, this is what I heard, this is how it made me feel, this is how I would like to see things happen differently in the past. So being able to express yourself but not pointing a finger is also very important when you and your partner are sharing, making sure that the four lines of communication continue to stay open. If there are any breakdown in communication, make sure that those things are addressed early and often so that both people feel comfortable sharing things with each other without the fear of retaliation or someone getting upset. It's kind of like when you have a dialogue with your friend, like a close friend, you can talk back and forth. And if you don't feel comfortable with something they say, you can say, hey, you know what? You said this, and this is the way it made me feel. You should be able to have that same type of open conversation with your partner, even more close, because that person is your husband you've been in a long-term relationship. You should be able to continue to have a friendship. Friendship should be the basis of all relationships in order for them to be successful. You have to first be friends first, and you have to feel comfortable sharing with that person. So communication is very important. If there are any breaks in communication, then those things should be addressed early and often, and if there are any issues, then you should resolve them before you get to a point where no one's talking to each other and you are living like roommates in your household.
Right, right. I had a person saying, in other words, they were sweeping it under the rug, and, you know, sweeping it under the rug. At some point, somebody's going to blow up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yep.
What about, I have another one that just came through. They're coming through the chats, girl.
Okay.
All right. This one says, when you're dealing with a spouse with a controlling spirit, how do you handle that person, the controlling narcissistic person?
A controlling or narcissistic person, it's ironic that this question is being asked. I have someone that I've been talking to for a very long time, and they have recently, probably in the last year, separated from someone that is narcissistic. And narcissism is something that that is a battle that probably won't be won. The longer that you're in a relationship, the more toxic and damaging it can be to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to you to make the decision as to whether it's a relationship that you want to continue. But
mm-hmm.
if you choose to continue that relationship, just know, you should be aware of some of the things that come along with being in a relationship with someone that has narcissism, and how it can impact you and the long-term effects of being in that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I would highly
right.
encourage both you and that person to get some type of therapy or counseling, because the
mm-hmm.
impact of someone with a narcissistic personality can be very damaging.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree. And the person said, I think a lot of women stay because of the children. But at
mm-hmm.
the end of the day, when you're not happy, the children feel
they
what you're feeling.
They do. And it's
mm-hmm.
oddly enough, when you think about your child from birth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not even from birth, but from in the womb, anything that you are feeling, that baby is feeling, even as a fetus, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the same rule applies as that child gets older and you've birthed that child, or that child that's in that household, and they feel everything, the tension that's in that household, the emotion that's in that household, the arguing back and forth as that's going on, all of those things impact that child's upbringing, right? So what you want to
mm-hmm.
do is you want to make sure that you are happy, healthy, and whole, and that trickles down into your child being happy, healthy, and whole as well, because the long-term effects of a child being in a toxic environment can be very, very damaging. But if you remove that child from that toxic environment, remove yourself from that toxic environment, then what you'll do is you'll allow yourself and that child to thrive without all those negative things going on. Yes, it will be very challenging early on. Any separation, both without a child and with a child, is very, very difficult, both for yourself and that child. But long term, you will see the long term benefits of not being in an environment where there could be arguing back and forth, there could be bickering, there could be this tension in your household. So I would say, you know, I understand that you do have both parents in the household when you guys are together, but is that child in a great environment? You want to put that child in an environment where they can be happy, healthy, and whole, and everyone that is in that home can do the same.
Amen. Girl, you better say that, because it's about peace. It's about peace.
It is.
It's about joy, and it's about happiness. I mean, at the end of the
it
day,
is.
Are you happy? Are your children happy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes, ma'am. Thank you. Now, this person says to tell you thank you so much. She really needed that.
You're very welcome.
Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, this has been an awesome, awesome broadcast. Guys, we're getting ready to wrap up. So if you have any other questions or comments, press 1, and I'll be happy to ask your question, have her answer your question. If you want to send me a chat and you don't want to ask live, then you're able to do that as well, because I've had several of those come through tonight. And I appreciate you guys, because even though you didn't want to ask it live, there are so many people that had that same question. So You know, I thank you so much for asking the questions, each and every person, whether you sent me a chat or whatever. I appreciate that. Hey, man, I tell you, girl, this is a good stuff. So, LaToya, tell the people how they can actually follow you, how they can connect with you.
Okay, so my website is www.latoyahart.com. I am also on social media. Any of your social media platforms, you can type in at I am Latoya Hart, and you'll be able to find me on Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest. I'm on most social media platforms, and I if you're on Instagram, then I'm on there frequently throughout the day. And if you have any questions, I do answer my direct messages. I also have a text group that I have. If you text HEART to number 31996, then you will get updates on my events. Sometimes I send out quotes, and I even send out giveaways from time to time. So if you want to join my chat group, you can text HEART, capital H-A-R-T, to number 31996. And I will send out invites to events that I'm having. I will also send out quotes from time to time and any giveaways that I have. Then I usually send those out to my, those are exclusive for my text group.
All right, great. This has been some great information. We truly, truly appreciate you. Appreciate you sharing your journey, sharing your story, because you've allowed so many more people to allow themselves to heal and to look at themselves and really find their identity again and love themselves again. And that's what it's all about, because they lose themselves and you help them find themselves again. So I love it. I love it. I appreciate you. Continue to do what you're doing, because you're being a blessing to many. And you know God is going to continue to bless you because you're being a blessing. And did you have any final words for the listeners? Okay, great.
I do. So first, I want to begin by thanking you for having me on the show tonight. I want to thank all the listeners for dialing in. I appreciate you guys spending time with me this evening. If you guys have any questions, I am passionate about what I do. I am closely connected to where you are. I've been through the journey myself. I know how it looks, feels, smells, tastes. And I want to make sure that you guys are happy, healthy, and whole. And anything that I can do to empower you, inspire you, and get you to be the person that God calls you to be, then that's what I want to do for you. If you have any questions after the call, please feel free to connect with me on Instagram. I'll be on for the next 15 minutes to answer additional calls that you might have. I am Latoya Hart. I also want you to know that on January 18th, I will be hosting my first 15-day relationship detox course of the year. The class is totally free, and if you go on my website, if you would like to participate, you can register now. I think I have about 15 seats left.
All right. Love it, love it, love it. All right. I think anybody should be able to go in and do this. I mean, whether you think you're healed or you know, whatever, I think you need to go ahead and sign on up for one of them 15 spaces. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, LaToya, again, we appreciate you tonight. Remember, guys, go to www.latoyahart.com, and that's H-A-R-T, not the way you spell the regular heart, but H-A-R-T.com. Yeah. And if y'all want to be a part of her chats and find out about free stuff and all that good stuff, make sure you text HEART, H-A-R-T again, to 31996. So, LaToya, we look forward to hearing great things from you. You got to let me know when that book drops, girl.
I sure will.
So that we can support and let the listeners know, and you know, you can let other people know about On Fire to Inspire, because this is what it's all about, bringing people like ourselves to the forefront to help others, and that's what it's all about.
Well, thank you, Aaliyah. I appreciate you, and I sure will keep in touch.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yes, ma'am. Please do. All right. Have a great 2017.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Guys, if you miss any of this powerful interview with LaToya Hart, I'm telling you, you want to go back and listen to the recording that will be up probably in the next 5 minutes or so once we shut the broadcast on down. So make sure you go back and listen to any of this great information, because it's all about you being healed, happy, and walking in wholeness. It's completely about you being healthy and happy. It's not about masking the pain anymore. It's not about looking good and feeling just horribly. It's not about taking on someone else's toxic ways and toting that around anymore. No, you're going to detox. You're going to let them keep their garbage if that's what they choose to do. But you're no longer going to be their trash can or their dumping ground. You're going to walk in healing. You're going to walk in happy, being happy and healthy and whole. That's what I want to see. Because the first step to the best version of you is seeing you love yourself again. Is seeing you healed and whole. Because I can't help you be successful in every area of your life when you're not whole and healed. So it starts with you being whole, healed, and happy. And I'm so grateful that we were able to get LaToya on tonight. Again, her website is www.latoyahart.com. And she has 15 seats available in her relationship detox, her 15-day relationship detox class. That class is going to be free. This is the first class of the year, so you want to jump in on it. It starts on January 18th, so that is 15 days from the day. Guys, I tell you, On Fire to Inspire is here to help you stop existing and live out the life that God created for you to live. I love you. I want you to love yourself. I want you to be so successful that other people will just see the glow, and they want to know, what are you doing? And you say, honey, it's nobody but God. And so I want you to walk that out, because, see, it's not about you. Your why is not about you. Your purpose ain't about you. So get out of your own way and let God be God and do what he's called you to do. Whether it's to be that best cake decorator, the pie baker, the caterer, the whatever God is calling you to do, it's time for you to awaken. It's time for you to arise, and it's time for you to move, not just sluggishly move. It's time to move with momentum. This is a new day. It's a new you. It's a new start. It's a fresh start. It's fresh and anew, and it's time to get it done. I am Miss On Fire to Inspire, Leah Butler. Guys, make sure you go out and purchase your book. You can get it on Amazon. We have it available on Kindle. You can get it as an ebook. On Fire to Inspire is available on ebook, paperback. You can go to tinyurl.com/Amazon Aaliyah, or you can just go look for On Fire to Inspire on Amazon. And I'm telling you, you'll be blessed. God has just really given me pieces to encourage, empower, and inspire you. There are pieces like Full Potential, Dare to Dream, In Your Presence, The Chosen One, When Will You Answer His Call? Just different things to let you know that you're triumphant. The name of one piece is triumphant. Another one is redeemed. You are redeemed for everything that's tried to hold you down. So it's time for you to walk out this victorious life that's already yours. And so if you do not have your book, make sure you reach out and get your book and support. Also, the book is available on audio CD. So if you want the audio CD, you actually reach out to us on onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. If you're interested in being a sponsor to the show, we're still running the $25 a month special. And you can email us on the same email, onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. We'll publicize your business or service. And finally, I do have a book of prayers, affirmations, and declarations out there. It's an ebook on Kindle and Amazon, and it's called Prayers, Affirmations, and Declarations. And I'm telling you, there's a prayer for everything, for marriages, for your children, for every capacity of your life, every aspect of your life. God gave me that. And right now it's only available as an ebook, but it's only $2.99. Invest in yourself. Sow into this fruitful ministry. And if you want to just say, hey, I want to sow a seed, then hey, you can go out to PayPal and same email address, onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. We love you. We want to continue to bring you great programming. And we have On Fire to Inspire t-shirts available as well. So email us and let us know if you're interested in any of our paraphernalia. And thank you again to all of our sponsors, Unique Expression by Design, where they do all of your custom products, whether you need it for personal or business use. Reach out to them with Angelise Washington. All of our sponsors are on Facebook, and they will reach back out to you. Ross Hair and Beauty Bar, Third Heaven Sound, and Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who is the author of Experiencing the God in the Spiritual Realm. I'm telling you, I love my sponsors, SprintTara.com. All of my sponsors have fruitful businesses, and they're sowing into this fertile soil. So, guys, I will talk to you next week on Fire to Inspire. We're here to keep you encouraged, to push you into your purpose and your passion. Again, my name is Aaliyah Butler. I'm Miss On Friday Inspire. I love you guys, and I will talk to you next week. Tell a friend. Bring them on. Bye-bye. Thank you.